Good morning. I want, when Vicki visits with Betty again, you tell her, Vicki, that I was very grateful to her. Because Pastor Terry had said, you know, Greg, he said, I usually find out what the ladies are going to be wearing, and I try to pick out a tie, you know, to match this. And sure enough, it was silver and purple, and Pastor Terry took the silver. Well, you see this right here? How about that? From Betty Springer. And I wear it today to honor the wedding of Dan and Kristen Baxa. It was just a wonderful, wonderful wedding. What a wonderful blessing Kristen is, not just to Dan, but to all of us. Amen. She's a sweetheart. But truly wonderful to be with them and the family. So I'm wearing the purple tie. And I told Roger and Susie not to worry about coming today. I didn't look for them, and he said, Greg, I may still come late. So we'll see. But I'm not going to hold him to that. We just had a blessed evening with them. Now then, are there any parish notices to come before us before we begin our time of worship? PPR. And that's 6:30, right? 6:30 on Thursday evening, right before the administrative board. And thank you for that, Tawna. That's nice to yoke that with that. Any other parish notices? I see Jeannie back here. Understandable. Understandable. I told Brother Larry that my 30-gallon trash can is still frozen in the pond. It's still out there. And as he predicted, he says, Greg, because I never told all of you what I was going to do. I was going to take a hand axe. I told him, I'm going to take a hand axe out there, Larry, and I'm going to chop away and get that handle released. He says, you're liable to go down. That's the deepest part of the pond, Dick. That's where you helped me with that pump. And he says, you're liable to go down to that 18-foot section. So thank you, Larry. I am here today thanks to you, brother. But looking forward to this spring. But man, I tell you, the weather is just, we're in winter this year, aren't we? We sure are. So, Jeannie, duly noted, and thank you for that update. Any other parish notices to come before us? Then let us prepare our hearts for morning worship. Thank you. Let us pray. Loving God, may our lives be like polished arrows in the quiver of your searching love. May our intentions be pure, may our words be true as we proclaim your saving ways. Call us once again, O God, as you called Isaiah and Paul before us. Call us to deliver news of your goodness and mercy into a world of brokenness and pain, that your salvation might reach to the ends of the earth and your mercy might extend to the farthest shores. To the glory of Jesus Christ, we humbly pray. Amen. Listen, O coastlands, pay attention, you people of God.
God has called each of us to be a light to the nations.
The Lord has put a new song in our lives, a song of praise to our God.
We will sing of God's salvation. We will shout of God's faithfulness.
Listen, O coastlands, pay attention, you people of God. Lift up your hearts, your voices unto the Lord God, the opening hymn of praise, 577, God of grace and God of glory. Take this opportunity. Welcome your neighbors to the passing of the peace. At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Good morning. Good morning. We got three today. We had two, didn't we? Now we've got three, so we've got an increase today. Of course, it's bad out there. Be careful, you all. Be careful driving home. Now, here's my object lesson today. You know the drill, don't you? We've got some visitors here today. Do you want to tell them, Allison, what we do with these two?
You keep one and you give one to somebody else and says God loves you.
That's right. That is exactly right. I mean, that's spot on. Well, guess what happened to Greg? I had this wonderful time with the wedding party Friday and Saturday and Friday night. I got to see Kristen's daddy, Mike, affectionately called Mikey, by the way, by his buddies and by his church, called Mikey. And he said, Greg, how did that go with the candy? Now, let me explain to everybody. I've got the two here. When Mike was here at the close of the service, Dickie comes up to me, and he had the biggest grin, and he slaps two of those little taffies, it was like a sour cherry, and man, oh man, I looked at those, and of course I smiled and I laughed. I said, "Fantastic, buddy." Took them home, and consequently, I ate them both, and he asked me, he said, "How were those?" I said, "Man, they were good." He says, "They?" He's preaching. Did you eat both of those? I said, well, yeah. I said, you mean I wasn't supposed to? And you know what he said to me, children? He says, preacher, how could you forget? I said, what are you talking about? Was I supposed to give one to Laura? Oh, he says, come on, preacher. He said, what do you do with your children? Don't you give them an invitation? Enjoy the one, but share the other and tell them God loves them. Well, I said, oh boy, I was red-faced. I said, oh my goodness, of course, I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. He says, well, I'm going to give you another chance. Look at here. Dick, you see this? I got two, and Vicky, this is going to you. This is going to you. Now listen, by the way, Vicky, of course, knows that Jesus loves her. Jesus loves you. And she knows that, and you know that she knows that. How? By her actions. Her actions witness, don't they? Her actions witness that she loves Jesus. The love of Jesus is in her actions. And what he did, you know, Mike gave me a real lesson, a real life lesson right there. And by the way, I am saving this one, Vicky. I'm going to enjoy this afternoon. I'm going to enjoy it. And it's another type of taffy, so I'm going to love it. But the lesson today from the Bible, John introduces to us the good news that the Messiah has come. He says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We've been waiting for this. Well, the good news has come. No, we don't have to wait again for anything to happen for salvation. We don't have to wait anymore. Everything that is necessary for salvation has already happened. Jesus has come into his planet. He is the Lamb of God. He saves us by his sacrifice on the cross, by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus. Our sins can now all be washed away. That means death can no longer threaten us. Our earthly bodies may die, but we will not be destroyed. We will live with Jesus in heaven. Now that's good news. And there was a disciple who embraced that good news, and his name was Andrew, and sometimes he has been called in our commentaries. You ready for this? He's known as the ordinary disciple. Yeah, I kid you not. That's what he's become known as for 2,000 years. Andrew is known as the ordinary disciple. Nothing really grandiose about him except one thing. He went to his brother, just like we give one of these away and say, Jesus loves you. He had found the love of God in Jesus. He goes to his brother Simon. He invites him to know the love of Jesus, to come to Jesus, and he did. And because the ordinary disciple, with no grandiose skills, simply invited someone to Jesus, that one called Simon became Peter. And upon the rock of Peter, upon his confession of faith, Jesus built the church, and he gave to Peter the keys to the kingdom. And that would have never happened if Andrew, the brother, hadn't gone to his brother and invited him to know the love of Jesus. You see how important it is? See how important it is? Let's not forget. See, Greg forgot. I forgot. So let's try not to forget. We know the love of Jesus. We need to share the love of Jesus with others, right? Let's go to the Lord and ask him to help us. We'll ask the Lord to help us. We'll make a circle. Or just want to sit right there. You can sit right there. Sure you can. That's fine. That's fine. Heavenly Father, we love you. We know your love is in us. But you know, sometimes I know I forget to invite others to you. We want to be your disciples. We want to be faithful disciples. And Heavenly Father, remind us that there are others that may not know your love and may not know that strength, therefore. Maybe they're going through a tough time and they don't have the strength that the love of Jesus will give them. So, Lord, help us not to forget, but to remember to share Jesus with others that they may know your love and know your saving grace. In Jesus' holy name we ask this, and for his glory, amen. Now, we're going to do the suckers. Here we go. And just like Mike intended for me, you get to keep one. You get to enjoy it. But I'll tell you what, really, as sweet as that sucker is, and it's good. They're good, Dave. They're gone. Yeah. But as sweet as it is, there's nothing sweeter than bringing somebody to Jesus. Did you get you in, Chloe? How about that, honey? Those do look good. Those look good. You may return to your pews, and Cole's going to help me today. Chloe, did you want to? I was worried about. I was worried about that, Dad, Mom, Grandfather. I was worried, so I don't want to overlook her. You want to be part of this too, don't you? I'm going to have both of you then. Is that okay, Cole? I'll give you the mic, and Sis can come with you, and you may return to your pew then, Allison. Thank you, Allison. So let me get that microphone for you. And you could share. What Greg do with it? Oh, there it is. Yeah, another senior moment. Oh boy, I was telling them all last night. It's a year and 6 months, and I'm fading. I am, but I'll continue to serve him till the end of my days. Now you can take your turns if you want with the mic. You all want to do that? So they've got the microphone. Now, for the sake of our visitors, and by the way, those ushers get me those cards. They do a great job with that. So if you're a visitor, you're going to see a visitor's card out there. Just got one this week. Take a moment, if you wish, fill it out. If you put your phone number on there, we're going to get a call out to you. And then when the ushers come by with the offering plate a little bit, just drop that right in the offering plate. And like I say, they get them to me, and we'll get a call out to you. So now then, this is the joys and concerns. If you have a joy, perhaps it's an announcement. Maybe it's a birthday announcement. Maybe it's a wedding anniversary. Maybe it's a testimony of how the Lamb of God is giving you strength in your journey. And you want to witness that. Raise your hand. Perhaps it's a concern. Maybe there's a loved one who's sick. You want to lift them up in prayer. Draw that need to our attention. Joys or concerns. Raise your hands, and the visitors, don't be bashful. Just go ahead and hold your hand up, and these two, Cole and Chloe, will bring you the microphone. So keep your hand up for them so they can see that. Keep your hand up high. Keep your hand up. I see one right over here, children. Right over here. There you go. They're great. I will tell you, they're fantastic.
Thursday morning, Heather blessed us with another grandson.
Oh, fantastic. Raise the cheer. Raise the cheer. Cheryl, that's wonderful. Wonderful. other joys or concerns, keep your hand up for Cole and Chloe to see you, and right back here, and we'll help them out too. As I say, they're not as tall as me, Gail, so they could use a little assistance.
I just wanted to thank Marilyn for putting up with me for another year. 51 and counting.
God bless you, Bob. God bless you. God bless you, Marilyn. Wonderful. And there's a hand back there, children. There's a hand back there. There you go.
We got a birthday today up there in that balcony.
You serious? Larry? All right, shout it out. There you go, buddy. Congratulations, Larry. Good for you, brother. You're my hero. Thank you, Steve. Any other joys or concerns, just keep your hand up. These two just are a fantastic team. Great disciples witnessing for Jesus. Any other joys or concerns? Keep your hands up for them. Any others? One right up here. Right up here. Here you go, children. Keep your hand up, Dave, for them to see. You okay, honey?
Yeah, Faith texted me, and Jasmine's thing up in Cleveland went good, and it looks like that things are coming around, and she is really pleased with the results up there. And I told her, I said, we've been praying for you and everything, and I says, we'll continue that. But her blood count's changing, but she's still having problems with her lungs, and they said that they would get her in as quick as possible if it reacted this time, and they wouldn't be playing around with it anymore. So everything looks good.
Praise the Lord, Dee. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's working. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, indeed. Continued prayers for them, those certainly. Any other joys or concerns? We've got a fantastic team here. Any others? Well, can we show our thanks to the Lord for these fine servants, Cole and Chloe? Let us thank the Lord, and you can go ahead and bring them light, children. God bless you. Thank you so much, you two. Thank you. What a joy. Let us turn to the Lord now for silent prayer. Merciful Lord, it is easy to succumb to despair, fearing that we will never really make a difference, worrying that we are not worthy of your love, regretting that we fail to live up to your call. Ease our minds, loving Lord. Heal our broken spirits with the balm of your never-failing love and grace. Remind us, loving Lord, that though we may not speak the words of hope like the prophet Isaiah or preach words of encouragement like the apostle Paul, nevertheless, we can still invite others onto the journey with us. As Andrew invited his brother Simon to meet Jesus and find the Messiah, the Savior of the world. When others ask us if we have found the Lamb of God, give us the courage and the faith to boldly proclaim, come and see the Lord. Deepen our faith for this mission, O Lord, as we embrace and lift up from our hearts the prayer that the Savior has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, what we're about to participate in, Pastor Terry and I had a wonderful communion and fellowship, and we were sort of comparing notes, you know, about the work with our fox. And as a shepherd in his church, they observed what's called the blended service. And the blended service is, of course, a blend, hence the term, a blend of traditional hymns out of the hymn book along with modern contemporary pieces. Well, we have the contemporary service at the 1111, thanks to Brother John and Sister Judy's hospitality. But I am not insensitive to my young adults here. And the young adults have come to me and said, Greg, we'd like to talk with you about the music, the worship music. And so we do want to be progressive here as well and try to respond on occasions to that need. And so this is one of those very special Sundays. And it is indeed, and I see my buddy Megan smiling back here, it is indeed a very special offering that we lift up. Because as I've shared with Linda and Larry here with your birthday, this is a very, very precious and sacred, therefore, gift from your daughter, Kim. And so we treasure this. And indeed, this entire congregation has come to embrace. We own this next chorus. So we're going to stand together and in fellowship together with this beautiful chorus. And very fitting for today, by the way, Open the Eyes of My Heart.
Eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes.
You may be seated. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? And as Pastor Terry Porter does, with the blended service, I'm going to save the word. I'm changing the order of worship, and I want to thank Linda Bear. What an outstanding typist she is. And of course, I gave her the notes early in the week, and Brother Bob Hall and I were talking about how the Lord will talk to you right on the spot, Warren. And over the night, I was led to slightly alter the service and edit it. So I will be doing the word right with the message today. But in keeping with that blended service, now we go to one of our more traditional worship pieces with our great choir director, Keith Bowers, as we have the anthem. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Linda.
Sun, there with God's judgment.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Linda, and thank you, choir. Have to wrestle the cough drop here. It is winter, isn't it? It surely, surely is. And now, the word of the Lord. The next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained upon him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." And the next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by again, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Now the two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. And when Jesus turned, saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher. "Where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." And they came and they saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and one of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated is anointed. And he brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. Linda Holden yesterday for the Unity Candle played Wings of the Dove. And of course, old Greg here kind of was fighting tears. And fortunately, Pastor Terry had the rest of that ceremony. I didn't have to stand guard any longer. And I was fighting the tears. And then sure enough, at the reception last night, Susie backs ahead said, "Greg, if you possibly can, would you please bring Fritzy? If you possibly can, bring her to the reception to be with you." I said, "It'd be a privilege." And Dave, you heard what happened. The first dance of the night was, and I told him, I said, "Son, I still call you Danny." I mean, you know, I was here years before he graduated from high school. I said, "I still call you Danny, son." But Dan and Kristen sang, danced the first number that to which the bride and groom now dances was Dan's favorite, and that was Wings of a Dove, and they played Brian Stewart and his humble sidekick, Brian and the Preacher, from the CD, Wings of a Dove. And I told Gary Hale, Gary Hale and I hugged when it was all over us. He said, "Oh, Greg," he said, "we miss Brian, don't we?" I said, "I miss him every day." I want to give an homage to Brian. It's just a perfect story came to me. Again, the Lord was just talking to me all night. And right before bed, the Lord gave me this one, and it just dovetails perfectly with today. And I thank the Lord for this, the Holy Spirit. Brian told me a joke years ago about an old boy that was seeking employment with a trucking company. And as part of his interview, there was something of an oral exam, if you will. There was one key and critical question, and it was posed to him, this applicant. The interviewer says, "You are barreling down a steep mountain grade at 60 miles an hour with a truckload of chickens. There is a curve right ahead that can only be banked at 20 miles an hour. You have 100 yards with which to work. What do you do?" He says, "I call my brother." And the interviewer says, "Sir, let me repeat. You are coming down a steep mountain grade, truckload of chickens, 60 miles an hour in the truck. You're about to hit a 20 mile an hour curve, 100 yards with which to work. You want to call your brother? Why do you want to call your brother?" He says, "I want to call my brother because he ain't never seen the wreck like it's fixing that take place." And it's so true to life. So true to life. I'm barreling down a steep grade when suddenly there's a 20 mile an hour curve. Life is filled with challenges. And sometimes the very things we laugh about are the very things that bring us to tears. My father, years ago, sought out a dentist for the family around most of Dad's churches. Methodist churches in the Louisville Conference were within a certain radius of Bowling Green, Kentucky. Bowling Green, Kentucky remains to be something of a cultural center for the state of Kentucky. Papa had an MD degree. Whenever we would go to the doctor's office, he would accompany us in those days. And he would engage in medical jargon that was way over our head. It was like another language entirely. And thus he enjoyed sometimes researching for the sake of the family, the physicians, in those days before insurance took it all over, right? Before those days, he would look into the background, say, of a certain physician, and then Papa would make the decision to which doctor we would go, or dentist, and that's the case in this one. There was a dentist who was on the cusp of all the modern technology, on the cutting edge of technology. The accolades just streamed in. I mean, he, to put it in a sports term, he was at the top of his game, Larry. He was at the top of his game. And so this was our dentist. And I will never forget, I was only in the second grade when this happened, Margaret, and I've never forgotten it. I'll never forget my father's face and his expression when the news broke. In those days, it was a newspaper. When the Bowling Green issued the news that this cutting-edge dentist at the top of his game had suffered a tragic nervous breakdown, had gone to his office alone. Unbelievably, he pulled every tooth out of his head. And they found him there in that state, incoherent, broken. In the second grade, I learned a lesson of the journey of life. I learned you can be at the top of your game. You can acquire the highest skills cerebrally. You can be the most educated. And yet still, that altogether is not enough. We need ultimately God. We all of us need a Savior. The lessons continue to come. We could go Monday in a dimly lit theater near Tampa, Florida. Curtis Reeves got into an argument with another moviegoer over texting there in the dimly lit theater. The argument grew more heated, and then Curtis Reeves, who had only 2 minutes earlier been seeking the help of the manager to squelch the texting, Curtis Reeves felt something strike his face, he said. Curtis Reeves, a former police officer, stood, pulled out a 38 caliber, pulled out a 38 pistol, fired and shot Chad Olson in the chest, and Chad's wife, Nicole, by the way, in the hand. Why in the hand? Because Nicole was just, she was just trying to get between the two. You know, arguments happen. She's trying to get between the two. And thus it was that that Officer Reeves fired that fatal shot. As Chad Olson began struggling for breath and started falling over other moviegoers, it was then that Curtis Reeves sat down. Five seats down from him was an off-duty deputy. And the deputy charged him and apprehended the 38 Roger had jammed. Praise God. Who knows under those circumstances? Who knows, right? Who knows? Well, Nicole's wound was not life-threatening, but tragically, for all involved, Chad Olson died moments later at the hospital. To add, this is like a Greek tragedy. This is like something Sophocles would have written. To add to the bitter irony of this, Curtis Reeves, Officer Reeves, and his wife were expecting their son, who himself was an off-duty police officer, another police officer in the same family, all these police officers, and he had gotten to the theater, Theater 10. You want to hear where it was? Hold on to yourself. You ready? The suburb was called, believe it or not, Wesley Chapel. Wesley Chapel, Theater 10. And the son was a little late to be with Dad, Curtis, and his mama. He had no inkling, he had no idea yet, that here Pop had shot and killed a man. Now, Officer Reeves has pleaded the Florida Stand Your Ground law, but the judge has already thrown that out. His lawyer, Escobar, is still working for him, still trying to get this through to try to get him exempted, the officer. But the judge has already said it won't fly because with a preliminary investigation, here's what they found. There was no physical contact. There never was any physical contact. It was only the popcorn that Chad Olson had thrown, popcorn, that struck Curtis Reeves. The commentators have since lamented this with almost tears. They said, you got to appreciate Officer Curtis Reeves helped found the SWAT team. This was a man, again, at the top of his game, highly skilled, trained by the FBI. This was a man who was accustomed to confrontational situations, heated situations, and with remarkable skill and diplomacy to deal, to unfuse those lethal situations. This was a man, again, at the top of his game. And it just goes to show once more, we all of us need a Savior, don't we? At the best we could be, nevertheless, we need a Savior. You want to hear the close of the tragedy, of the Greek tragedy? The texting was not during the movie after all. The texting was during the previews. My beloved Laura, where's my beloved? My beloved Laura has texted during the previews of a film. And I have said, honey, that is so irritating. Okay, you hear that? I said, it is so irritating. Sweetie, we're in the theater. She says, honey, it's the previews. And I'm texting Jordan. Jordan needs help. Chad and his wife were texting during the previews, not the movie. Do you know who they were texting? The babysitter for their darling little blonde-haired girl, their baby. Now, you go to the website, and you take a look at the pictures of Chad, Nicole, and their little girl, and take a picture. You know, take a look at the picture. Curtis, a great man of God, a churchgoer. He attends the Bible studies. We can be good, but no one of us mortals is good enough. You know, when Bogey Dunn did the funeral for Professor, it was Ron. Help me out, honey. We used to give to the fund. The professor that died, and we contributed to the fund. I'm drawing a blank right now, but Professor Ron, we'll leave it at that. He, Bogey, the founding dean of Methesco, was to Ron as Brian was to me. They were like father and son. And at the funeral, I attended the funeral for Professor Ron, and that was there that Bogey said, Ron was a good man. And then in the same breath, Ted, he says, Ron was a good man, but no one is that good. And then he went on to unpack that all of us ultimately, all of us need a Savior. And thus John proclaims the good news. We are no longer helpless. We are no longer hopeless. The Savior has come. All that is necessary for salvation has now been delivered. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Now remember, this Lamb of God will never forsake you. Now this is a complicated case with Officer Reeves and the Olson family. It's very, very, very heartbreaking. But God's not going to forsake either family, all right? God will never forsake us no matter what comes. And that is our only hope, is a Lord who will never forsake us. The Lamb of God ultimately will cleanse us of all sin. If we cry out to him with repentant hearts, it is the Lord who saves. In closing, a tourist visited a church in Germany and was surprised to see the carved figure of a lamb high on that great church's tower. And when he asked why it was there, it was explained to him that when this great cathedral was being built, a workman had fallen from a high scaffold. His co-workers rushed down expecting to find him dead. Lo and behold, he was alive and hardly wounded. How had he survived such a fall? True story. A flock of sheep was passing beneath the tower at that exact moment. That man fell on top of a lamb. The lamb broke his fall. However, the lamb was crushed to death. And thus it was. Listen to this. Thus it was. By the sacrifice of the lamb, the life of the man was saved. And to this day, they tell me you'll go there, and the carved figure of the lamb is at the exact height on the tower from which the workman had fallen. Children, we are all fallen. This sinner wept. When I looked at Curtis's picture, I wept. Good man. But no one is that good. I am a sinner. We are sinners, but we're not hopeless. We're not helpless. The Lord has come to us. And you know that strength. You know that Curtis, with all his pain right now, oh, he's in pain. If you walk with Jesus and the love of Jesus has been in your heart, it doesn't numb your heart. What does it do, Dave? It sensitizes it even further. God bless that man. He will pay. He's paying now. But he also knows the one to turn to. You know the one to turn to. I know the one to turn to, the one that's never going to forsake us. We are fallen. But the good news is Jesus has come. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Now, you know that strength. You know that joy. So what we must do is be like Andrew. We must not forget, as Mikey gave his witness to me, we must not forget. You know the love of Jesus. Now, go and invite others that they may come to know the heart of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who alone takes away the sins of the world, to the glory of our Lord and for the sake of others, we pray. At this time, we serve the Lord through the morning offering. Let us pray together. Lamb of God, you blessed us with water and the Spirit that we might know fullness of life. You call us to be saints and a light to the nations that others might be drawn to the dawn of your glory. May our gifts and our giving reach the very ends of the earth, that those who struggle to see your light might be helped to discover your glory for themselves. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now, in response to the ministry of Andrew, that disciple, a challenge to us all. 571, go make of all disciples. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest, abide with us all now and forever. Amen.